Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 57.
Thank you for joining me on this podcast. And we started a brand new subject talking about peace. You know, the Bible tells us that in the end time, in the last days, somebody's going to be yelling out, peace and safety. That's when you look out. Because that is a false narrative, that is a false peace. And there are going to be individuals in the last day, they're going to be trying to get everybody to be cool, calm. One world government is okay. Cashless society is wonderful. All you need is just a little chip or a mark. Hey, it'll all be good. It'll all be good. There'll be control. No wars, no disturbances, no nothing. Peace, safety, it's great. Well, the code name for him is called Antichrist. And what does that mean? He wants to be a type of Christ, but not from Christ, not from heaven, not from God. And he wants to control the souls of mankind because this author is called the devil. The devil is the author of the Antichrist and the false prophet. And all those guys are going to be trying to have their brand of peace, but man, it'll take you down to a dark place where you don't want to be. And so we do have the peace of God. And so I've been sharing that with you just last time, but this time as well, talking about the peace of God. So I'm going to begin in the book of Philippians chapter 4. Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, where the word says, be careful for nothing. In other words, you gotta be aware in the realm of the spirit, just not the realm of the flesh. But in everything, by what? Prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Then the next verse says, and then the peace of God that passes understanding will keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Is that an impossibility? No, it is possible. I know that sometimes when tragedy strikes the home or the church of believers and they're going through some heavy stuff, and people who are unbelievers, they say to you, how are you making it through this season in life? A regular person, just the average human being, would be crushed by what's going on. How are you doing this? How are you making it day by day? Well, number one, the Bible tells us that the just shall live by their faith. And how do we walk out our faith? One day at a time. Oh, so you can't live on yesterday's faith. You cannot live on last summer's camp meeting. You can't live on last week's television teacher program. No. But you can live by day to day by the faith in Almighty God and what He did on the cross for you and how you are alive and well because of the price that He paid for you, including that thing called peace. So tragedy does strike, but all of a sudden you're standing there in the storm. What was Jesus doing in the boat? He was standing up in the storm. And I know that the other disciples, they might have been bailing water and said, hey, Jesus, wake up. Can't you see we're about to go under? What's going on here? Wake up, Jesus. Don't you care that we could die? Well, number one, Jesus prophesied when they first got into the boat and he said, boys, we're going all the way to the other side. Jesus did not say, we're going to capsize. We're going to get caught up in the wind and the waves. And I mean, if you boys are all lucky, maybe you can swim to the shore. Jesus did not say that. Jesus was at peace with what he said. And so you should be at peace with what he has said to every single one of us. And he was so much at peace that he fell asleep in the back of the boat. And their little boat, they're out in the water, out in the Sea of Galilee. It was stormy. It was crazy. They were bailing water. They went back and he said, Jesus, don't you care that we perish? Jesus didn't come to the earth to drown in the Sea of Galilee. He did not select those disciples to perish with the waves and the wind of the Lake Gennesaret. No, he had a destiny. He had a plan. He knew exactly what he was doing. And the Bible tells us, and he got up in the front of the boat and he spoke a word. Spoke a word of faith, hope, love. You know, Hillsongs, our good friends from down in Australia, they have a brand new song out, and there's a portion of that song that just hit me so strong and so hard, which is this: the wind and the waves still know his name. Wow. They were taught a lesson. The wind and the waves were taught a lesson when the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords stood up and spoke, commanded the winds to stop and the waves to go down and to be placid just like glass. And they obeyed him. They obeyed him. So whatever storm in life you're going through, whatever the storm is you're going through, you can have the peace of God in you. And you're not troubling your mind with all the possibilities of things that could go wrong. That could drive you to the nth degree. But what you need to know is just focus, focus, focus on him. Focus on him. Remember there was a band people had some time ago? And it was just called What Would Jesus Do? And some people took exception to that for some reason. I don't know why. Others thought it was great. And whenever you get into a tough situation and a really hard thing in your life and you don't know what to do, the reminder was, oh, what would Jesus do? Well, I pray that you have that on the inside of you, that anything that you're going through today, anything that you're going through right now, what would Jesus do? If he was in the boat of your life, if Jesus was in the boat of your life, what would you expect him to do? Exactly what he did. He stood up and he spoke to the problems, to the issues, to the hurts, to the pains, and he said, peace, be still, stop, no more allowed in the authority that I have in Jesus' name. You know what? As a believer, you have authority. As a believer, you have a voice, and you're not speaking your words, but you're speaking the words of Almighty God. You're speaking the words of the words. You're speaking the words of the words. And when you do that, you can walk in victory, and you can have that supernatural peace of God settle down in your heart. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and keep your minds through Christ Jesus. I want to thank you for being with me on Table Talk. God bless.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.